Hello, you guys. This is Benny Fox here with another podcast. Today, I'm going to be talking about the Onision situation. I've been watching the last couple of uploads, and so far, the uploads that he's made on his Uh-Oh Bro channel have not made any sense. What he's trying to do, in my opinion, is he's trying to deflect everything that's being put upon him, such as all the online harassment that's been going on because of these sexual abuse allegations that are levied against him. I'm not going to lie to you guys. I have harassed him a little bit on Twitter. I've been not cyberbullying him, but I've been harassing him, been sending all kinds of tweets today on his Twitter page. And I've been kind of telling him that he needs to face the music. He needs to fess up to what he's done. Go on the Chris Hansen show and prove his innocence. Prove that he did not do it. That these allegations that are levied against him. And as you guys may not know, Onision is a YouTube creator. His actual name is Gregory Jackson. I may have already said that in the last podcast, but this guy has been hated for many years. I've not watched a whole lot of his videos. I've seen maybe a few here and there over the last probably 3 years. But all I'm doing now is I'm just more or less trailing him due to the fact I'm just trying to see how all this fallout is, and maybe I can learn something from it. How people react when upsetting things are brought against them. I don't feel sorry for this man at all. I think he brought all this hatred against himself. He abused his exes. So for that, I think eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. Some of you may believe in that, some of you may not. And I do believe in karma. And he's been manipulating for years. Now, the manipulation has ended, and I think he knows it. He's still trying to manipulate us and shaming us in these Onision Uh-Oh Bro videos. The video he uploaded today was titled as No. He was pretty much giving out advice about brushing your teeth with an electric toothbrush. Like, anybody cares about that. We all know how to brush our teeth. And then he's trying to say that, what did he say? How good things can be bad, by means that if we do something good for somebody, that it may not be good after all. That we may be superior, but we're not superior than anybody else, or we can't act superior than anybody else. But I didn't really understand today's video very well, but I'm just trying to get my mind wrapped around it. Yesterday's video was called BS, which I don't know what he meant by that, whether he meant bullshit or whatever else. But he was talking about, what was he talking about yesterday? I have no clue. I think it was skinny shaming, I think it was. How he was offended by the tweets on Twitter about people skinny shaming other people. But yet he has fat shamed so many people over the last couple of years and dictated how these former women who were 17 years old at the time were big on the wayside, that they needed to be skinnier, or they needed, or they didn't look right. And the reason why he shamed these women so bad is the same reason why these women have came forward. But I'm just pretty much in on the so-called shits show, as, I guess, a fanatic, because in my opinion, I have not liked this YouTuber, just like everybody else. I've disliked this YouTuber for many years. I don't know if he was emotionally abused when he was younger, or maybe his parents didn't raise him right. I don't know. But something has made him this way. He just didn't become this way by genetics. He didn't become a narcissist over nothing. He's doing these sexualized tweets on Twitter. And then he's turning around and going on YouTube trying to give us advice. So he's playing two different characters. I don't know which one's coming out more or if the other one's coming out more. And he's trying to act like God. I don't remember the name of his Twitter account, but he's trying to pretend to be God, that he's all superior, all high and mighty, the higher ground, which he is no higher ground, he's no higher God. God is higher than he is. I think he's trying to make his own religion. I do believe he is under the Siesca Code now to offset these allegations, I think he's trying to pretend that he's made up his religion so he can justify everything he has done, such as all the emotional abuse and torture he's putting these women through in the past couple of years from, I'm going to guess 2016, from the start of 2010. I'm glad these women have came forward. I am very thankful for Chris Hansen allowing these women to come forward on his show to tell their side of this horrific controversy. But I expect Onision to continue to upload videos on his Uh-Oh Bro channel. What the content may be, I don't know. Now, whether he's going to continue these meltdown videos, I think he's slowing down on it. He could put maybe an iffy video out on his speech channel here and there. He didn't post one today. He did post a video yesterday. I don't remember the name. Oh, wait a minute. The BS video was on the speech channel. That was the freakout video from yesterday. I don't remember, but I know he uploaded two videos yesterday. One on his Onision Speaks and the other one on the Uh-Oh Bro channel. I'm going to have to go back and fact check everything I just said and confirm it in my next podcast. So, but I don't know what to think about this guy. I'm very confused. He must have some type of a personality issue or disorder. I'm going to guess he's not probably NPD, which is Narcissistic Personality Disorder. I like to say he might be borderline, but I don't know. He did videos on himself thinking he had borderline personality disorder due to the fact that he went in and out of friendships awful quickly and relationships awful quickly. But only a doctor, only a psychiatrist would know whether he had that or not. And he's done a lot of, he's done a video that I've downloaded that was on the archive that he apparently took a test about being abusive, where she rated a 60 out of, I think, 60 out of a lowest score of 50. Me, I rate him as 75. Because he likes to manipulate people even on the internet, even his viewers, his fan base. He manipulates them into giving him money on, what's that site? Cameo. He's charging $60 on Cameo now to say something like happy birthday to you. And he did have a Patreon account that got banned due to the fact that he did dox one of his victims, or I should say alleged victims, because he ain't been convicted of a crime yet, or even has not been indicted of a crime yet, so we can't assume he's guilty automatically yet. But the evidence is there, and it seems very credible to me that he did, in fact, commit these crimes, or these acts of abuse. There are two videos circulating on the internet with Shiloh. One showing her having candy corn thrown at her face. The other one showing her having an emotional breakdown while on the phone with either 911 or the police, saying that Onision was making up lies. So that's proof right there that these women have been mistreated in some way or fashion or form. I know there's been people out there that's been trying to peel the onion or dice the onion. Only a real doctor can do that. And I believe Onision would have to be admitted into a psychiatric facility in order to be properly diagnosed. Or I should say Greg. And by the way, Greg is now going by the name of James. James Jackson Averro, or Gregory James Averro. I'm still going to call him Greg, but he's going by the name of James now. But I feel that this controversy is going to linger and linger and linger for probably months. But I don't know. I'm just confused about the whole thing. I also encourage you guys to leave comments on here if you would like to do so. I'm not going to be hesitant to read these comments. You can give me your opinion anytime you want. When you listen to this podcast, it's welcomed. Whether it might be something that you don't like about it or something you do like about it, I want to hear from you. And give me ideas about what you think I should talk about from this point forward. This would be my second podcast, so I'm kind of new to this thing, so I'm hoping I do get better at it, and I do intend to, but I think YouTube needs to step up with their harassment policies on how you do your videos. They need to review the videos that you upload to see if you're trying to victim blame somebody, or you're trying to put somebody to shame, or you're trying to out somebody, or you're trying to make somebody look into a liar. They need to see if there's any type of gaslighting going on in your videos. That goes for every creator on the platform before the video gets posted. I think YouTube dropped the ball on that. They dropped the ball on many things. People were making videos complaining about this video creator, Onision, for many years, and it has been swept under the rug, ignored. Especially Rapsion has been trying to put warnings out there, red flags out there, and they were just on deaf ears. And now we're dealing with this now. And I would like to read some of these tweets that I put on Twitter. Let me get my other phone here. I don't know. Let's see here. Hang on. Getting ready to play Minecraft here, but let's see here. Come on, come on, come on. Okay, let's see here. Oh, he's calling himself the Notorious God. Okay, let me bring up my twit history here. Okay, this is what he put on here 8 hours ago today. The Notorious God at Onision. I am a god. I am your god. Do not mock me. I am your god. Stop making fun of me, peasants. Okay, that's one of his tweets. And okay, I put on here, Benny Fox at Fox0336, which is my Twitter, by the way, you guys, replying to at Onision. And this is my quote, my tweet. You're no god. Your life is fake as fuck. You're the peasant. Your tail is between your legs. You're running scared of prison. If convicted, get off the internet, you fool. Okay. Now, let me see what else I'll put on here. Huh, I ain't showing all my tweets. That's one I put on here. And there's a whole bunch of them I put on here today. I gotta figure out. And he put another one on there. 8 hours, I think. It was just after that first one. It's called God Harassment. And I think I may have put something on that one, too. Okay, and this is what I put. Benny Fox at FoxFox0336, which is, again, my Twitter, replying to at Onision, or known as the Notorious God. This is what I put on my quote, or tweet. Okay, Onision, you brought this hatred onto yourself. You manipulated long enough. It's time to manipulate you as a stocking stuffer puppet on the strings, which means it's time for us to put him on a pedestal and use him like a puppet. Okay, what else did I put on here? Okay, that was one tweet. I think they took some of my tweets off here. And then after that, he put 8 hours ago. He put, I have never done anything wrong. Stop bullying me. I'm perfect the way I am. Put some emojis on there. Okay, here we go. I've replied with two other tweets. You Onision fans are idiots for wasting your money on this alleged predator. Start thinking. And then I put, when he said, I've never done anything wrong, I put bullshit. You did no wrong. Let's see what else. Okay. Because there's alleged victims that came out to say otherwise. And he put on here, vocoding is bullying. And I think I may have put something on that one too. No. Okay. Okay. This is what I put on Twitter. My quote. Onision, you deserve all the harassment that comes your way. You are an admitted abuser. I blame your family for the way you turned out. Because when I heard on the high school interview with a former classmate, his mother used to coddle him and always got him out of trouble when he got into trouble and never learned from his wrongdoings. And that's why he is the way he is today. And I put this on there. You have shamed your family's name for your actions. He shamed his family for his actions. Now, whether it's good for me to put that on her, I don't know, and I don't care. Because I feel he's mistreated so many people, he's even fooled us viewers who watch his content. Anything comes his way. And he put this on a day ago. I'm crying so hard. The bullying is overwhelming. Well, what do you expect? And one person put, good. Another person on here said, remember when Eugenia asked you to stop making videos, 80 fucking videos on your channel about anorexia, yet you kept going? You lose. And another tweeter put on here, you make the world a better place. I don't know what she meant by that. And we got a supporter on here that supports Onision saying it'll be okay. No, it won't. Okay, and one person also quotes on here, you consider the truth to be bullying. You're in for a rude awakening, which means this is no longer going to be over anytime soon. You're suffering, and somebody put on here, a little excessive, your suffering makes everyone smile. I don't know if it makes everyone smile. I think it just makes us feel good, but it doesn't make us smile. And another person put, again, Greg, I don't appreciate you using my first name. Huh, I don't get that. And somebody put on here, more joking and shrugging off allegations he's guilty of. Innocent people don't act like this. If he was innocent, he would be trolling like he's doing now. Another tweeter put, "Innocents want to talk, explain, apologize. It seems to me that this whole acting is just mocking his victims. That's why he behaves like an unbalanced teenager, which means he's never grown up." Some of these tweets I'm not going to be saying on here because they're very disgusting in nature and talks about, you know, where the sun don't shine. I'm not going to say anything about that. Another person on here is saying, "I'm laughing so hard. Sorry, I usually don't laugh at people, at people's pain, but you deserve it." Wow, that's something. And I'm going to confess to you guys that, well, I was almost put on Twitter. That got me banned for 12 hours a week ago from today. I put on there, "Why don't you go to prison, get raped? I fantasize about killing you." That's honestly what I put on Twitter about a week ago. And thankfully, they did not post it. Because I got fed up with all this online harassment that we were getting from him. Like we had something wrong with us. I personally, honestly believe that this YouTuber needs to get shot in the head and just wiped off this earth. I honestly believe that he's just a waste of social media space. That he just needs, it's time for him to go. Whether it be prison, somebody maybe shooting him, whatever. He does not need to be on the internet anymore. I know I shouldn't be saying this stuff on here. It's wrong, but I think it just needs to be out there. That's just my opinion. I intend on doing no harm to this individual. I have no means of doing any harm to this individual. But if there's any harm that comes his way, he asks for it. He asks for every bit of it. Somebody comes in the house, breaks in, and kills him. That's his fault. He brought it on to himself to be murdered. And according to one of his vlogs that he did a couple years ago, he was afraid of being murdered. Well, you asked for it, bud. But I just don't know what to think about the situation. I think he likes all this online harassment. I think he likes being bullied. Even though he's putting on there that we need to stop. Well, if he wants to quit bullying him, he needs to start laying low. And maybe not going on Twitter talking about being a god and all this other stuff. This is utterly cowardly behavior. I'm going to say this again. Gregory Jackson is a coward. Onision is a coward. A wannabe emo that never grew up and turned into a coward. He was a coward in high school. He was a coward with his family. He is a coward on the internet. He had YouTube fame. He blew it. And he wants us to pay for it. He wants us to suffer because his career is falling apart. He wants us to suffer. Don't forget, he made his alleged victims suffer a lot more than what we're going through now. This online harassment with the sexualized comments. Him telling people to stop vocoding his pain. Which means you do something to his videos to make him sound in a different way or sound demonizing, whatever. People poking fun at his videos. He admitted these videos were fake. So I don't know why he just didn't stop making these videos. Period. Again, I think he enjoys having people come on his Twitter, such as myself, saying mean things. He wants people to come on here and give him death threats so they can get banned from Twitter. And he gets a ruse off of it. He gets off on it. And he is a sorry individual. He is a sorry individual. So yeah, there's a lot of other YouTubers out there that have done wrong, but they have always came back and made things right. Look at Logan Paul. He did a video in Suicide Forest, made a mistake. He admitted that he did wrong. He made an apology video. He was sanctioned for it, but he came back. And he ain't doing stupid stuff like this Onision guy is doing. He understood he done wrong. So, I don't see why James Jackson or Gregory Jackson can't do the same thing. Oh no, he can't, because he's being accused of crimes that could put him away for the rest of his living days. And he's afraid to die. He's afraid of being killed. Well, I don't think he was too afraid when he verbally abused these women, calling them all kinds of venomous names in the book. Calling them the C word, calling them the S word, calling them fat, calling them skinny, calling them ugly or whatever. So, I don't feel sorry for this online harassment. Now, I'm going to tell you guys this. I do not want this guy to die. I don't want this man to commit suicide. I don't wish any death on him whatsoever, no matter what my opinion is. I could be a double-edged sword too. I could say I want you dead. I could say, well, I want somebody dead 1 minute, and then I could turn around and say, no, I don't. So, again, this stuff is messing with my head. I think he got to all of us, whether it might be manipulation or guilt shaming, which I think he's done to me 2 or 3 times already now. And, but I'm just playing along with his rigged game to get to better understand this individual. Because I am a true crime reader. I like to read about true crime, and I think he's going to be part of one of them stories. A YouTuber's fall from grace. YouTube's true crime. But I hope every victim comes forward, tells their side of the story. I hope the FBI, the police, speed up the investigation to where they can hopefully bring this guy down. And Google needs to quit supporting this guy. Whether he's bought shares from Google or not, they need to quit supporting this guy. I'm sick of it. He needs to be deplatformed. He needs to be sanctioned for all the manipulation he's caused. And he's gaslighting, manipulating right now, guilt-shaming everything right now, mocking people right now, mocking homelessness, mocking people going to work. He needs to be sanctioned. He needs to be banned from social media, period. He's got no right to shame people going to work, shame people for being out on the street when they can't afford rent as high as rent is these days. People can't help it, the homeless. Man, this aggravates me. Onision making thousands a month off of videos that are putting other people to shame, that are hurting other people. And yet he's getting rich off of this crap. He's acting like a dirty, rich, spoiled little brat he is. He knows no work. He doesn't know where it is to go to McDonald's and work a 9-to-5. Working in the so-called grease pit of a restaurant. Going out cleaning them dishes. Scrubbing them floors. Scrubbing them shelves off. Doing an honest day's work for an honest day's pay. Like a normal American citizen should. Mocking disabled people. And he don't want to be bullied? Come on. Now, I'm going to tell you now. This man wants to go out and commit suicide. That's on him. It's his choice whether he wants to live or die. It's his choice to admit that he's guilty and explain why he did it and go to prison and make amends for it. And I think then it's YouTube's job to better educate young people about the dangers out there on these offenders. I don't think people should be getting paid for these videos, because I think YouTube fame gets way out of hand, and people use this fame to manipulate and misuse other people. There are people out there that do make money on YouTube and know how to handle it. I think this AdSense has gotten out of hand. I think if you're going to make money on YouTube, you need to know what you're going to do with it, and how you're going to better your life with it, and how you're going to better the lives with those around you with it, too. Not just for yourself. Alright, guys, I think I'm going to wrap it up now. Again, I'm going to keep a track on this story of this Onision thing. I'm going to continue to watch all the vlogs every day he puts up, watch all the reaction videos he puts up. I'm going to kind of relay all the tweets to you guys I've been putting up on my Twitter feed under his Twitter page. Assuming that it doesn't get taken down or he doesn't delete his Twitter. I'm not going to be surprised, you guys, that he is deleting evidence. He's trying to hide evidence by destroying evidence. Since he knows very damn well that Chris Hansen is after him and these victims are coming forward, he knows that he's in trouble. He can't be stupid. But I think it's good for people to archive these videos of his freakouts and his so-called wannabe advice videos. If you guys want to know what the site for the Onision videos is, it is Kino.tube Onision. And it'll give you a list of directories, and the folders are the name of his channels. It's all the videos he's ever done on his YouTube career that are archived on there as MP4 files. You guys go on there, download the videos, watch them, and get to know who Onision is and see what characters he's played on his YouTube channels throughout his 10-year history on this platform. You don't know who Onision is, you need to watch his videos to get an idea of who he is. I'm talking about all 2,400 of them on his Speaks channel, and countless others. Before you can even comment on all this stuff that's going on now. But you guys, I'm going to let you go. Hope you enjoy this podcast. Please come back for more. Give me a thumbs up or comment if you wish. I will be putting this link up on my YouTube page. Wish you guys the best of luck. Merry Christmas. Happy Holidays. Wish you Happy New Year's if I'm not back on here again. And you guys be safe out on your travels to your families. And enjoy your gifts and your Christmas dinner. And just remember, always spend time with your families, because you may not get to the very next year. Or you might wind up losing somebody. So just spend precious time with your loved ones this year and every year after that. Good night and goodbye.